Despite calls from beekeepers to ban an agricultural pesticide they say is killing their bees, a provincial task force exploring the issue did not reach a consensus supporting an outright ban. The Ontario Bee Health Working Group was formed by Ontario Premier and Agriculture Minister Kathleen Wynne to investigate why honeybees are dying across the province and what can be done about it. In a moment, I'll speak with a beekeeper who has watched millions of his bees die this year. But first, to Dan Davidson, president of the Ontario Beekeepers Association. He's a member of the Bee Health Working Group, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So why did the panel decide not to ban this pesticide?
Well, yeah, the Bee Health Working Group did present a motion to ban neonicotinoid insecticides. And, I mean, there's three beekeepers on this group out of the 30-some members. It's kind of dominated by pesticide manufacturers and farm groups and whatnot. So this doesn't altogether take a ban off the table. It's just saying that this group has not come to a consensus on the ban.
So you're saying that you were simply outvoted by the manufacturers of this pesticide?
Yeah, there was, like I said, there's three beekeepers in this working group, and then there's three representatives from the pesticide manufacturers. So right there, those votes cancel each other out, and the farmers are not ready for a ban at this time. So they also had a vote on this.
Was there an agreement as to the role of that pesticide in the bees' deaths?
Well, as I've said to the group, I mean, no one would show up to this group if they knew these insecticides weren't killing the bees. They just simply wouldn't. I mean, that's the mandate of this group, is to find ways to mitigate the risk of these insecticides to our bees. So we've already come to that conclusion.
Did the farmers and the companies concede that point, that there was a role?
Oh yeah, that's definitely been proven, and that's why we're all together, right? We're trying to find ways, and I mean the positives out of the meeting, we did pass two things that are going to help if they get good uptake, and those two were having the availability of untreated seeds, so that farmers had the choice for all the different hybrids, and then farmers know they need to get a lot better at an IPM strategy, only using the treatments when and where they're needed, when insect pressures are there.
All right, so because at this point, only the one with the pesticide included in the seed is available for them to plant, right?
Yeah, there are some other choices, but they usually don't make the top hybrids, the hybrids that are most desirable for farmers. They usually don't make them available untreated. And yeah, hopefully this year they... that gets done so that farmers have the choice if they and if we get a lot less of this stuff out into the environment, it's going to be better for our bees. There's no doubt about it.
And what was agreed to then in terms of the timing of the planting of the seeds?
Yeah, we need this done for the 2014 planting season. So we need to hurry up and get this on the go.
Well, Dan, I'll get you to stand by, but I wanted to bring Dave Schuett into the conversation as well. He's a beekeeper in Elmwood, and he believes that insecticide or pesticide has killed millions of his honeybees. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
So what was your reaction to this? No outright ban.
It's very heartbreaking. I should have seen it. When I knew there was 33 on the board and only three beekeepers, doesn't take brain rocket science to figure that one out. But it's very heartbreaking because it's how can we continue on when we know that this pesticide, of all the dead bees of last year, 80% of the bees had this pesticide on them, the neonicotinoids. And we are calling out for for the public health.
You sound really devastated by this. What has been the impact on you and your bees?
They're dying as I'm speaking. The DMRA is coming out. OMAFR is coming out. The MOE. It's the same story. They're coming out, taking more samples and more samples. And the evidence is there. We need the public's help. We are never... We're never going to get rid of this without the public's help. The public needs to know what this neonicotinoid does. The public needs to know what it's doing to the environment. It's in our water. It's in our food. We're eating it. We're drinking it. How long is it going to take before we see the way the bees are acting, the way the bees are dying in the millions? When is it our turn? The bees are blowing the whistle by their death. And should we ignore what the bees are telling us? My children say to me, I asked them last night, what should we do? And they're saying, Dad, I can't handle another year picking up carcasses, giving them for samples. It's like we're funeral directors. We're going out there. We go out 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, going around to all the yards, trying to see where is another bee kill. So we call them, yep, take more samples, more samples. The public needs to know this pesticide is put onto the seed. When the seed goes into the ground, the pesticide is water-based. So when it's water-based, when the plant grows up, the whole plant becomes toxic. Any insect that bites it, any insect or the bees that come and take the pollen, they die. It doesn't take rocket science to figure that out. My 6-year-old, 7, 8-year-old, they understand this. They see the millions of bees laying on the ground.
So, Dan Davidson, as the president of the Ontario Beekeepers Association, what will you do for people like David Schuett?
Yeah, no, we're definitely the voice for Ontario beekeepers, and I mean, we're not going to drop this. We're not going away. We're going to continue to fight for what we believe is right. And as Dave says, we do need the public support. We have a petition out there that can be found on our website, OntarioBee.com.
Can the premier veto what came from the working group, which is dominated by farmers and pesticide companies?
Yeah, this working group, it's not the be-all and end-all of what the premier will decide to do. I mean, I think she set this up to find some common ground. And, I mean, of course, it's good to, especially as a politician, to try and keep everybody happy. But, you can hear from Dave's comments there that it's very serious, and it's very serious to a number of beekeepers. Dave's not the only one. And in Ontario, and as well as beekeepers from other jurisdictions. I mean, the United States, the beekeepers are suffering there. In Europe, they've already went ahead with a moratorium on neonicotinoids. So,
well, Dan, thank you very much for sharing this update with us this morning, and Dave Schuett for giving us your perspective as well. Thank you.
It kills fish too.
Take care.
Birds.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wade.
Dan Davidson is president of the Ontario Beekeepers Association. Dave Schuett is an Elmwood area beekeeper. A spokesperson with the Ontario Agriculture Ministry told Ontario Morning that it has not made a decision about pesticides and bees and has asked the Ontario Bee Health Working Group to continue exploring the issue. The various opinions will be considered for inclusion in the final report that will be submitted to the government at an unspecified time.